Welcome to a new version of episode 80 of the School Marketing Podcast. The reason for this is if you're listening to this, hopefully on the web player right below the one above, is a new version of episode 80 that actually plays. Apparently, somewhere in the world of podcasting and iTunes and all that, I uploaded a file that for some reason doesn't play all the way through. And so as we're outlining these 9 steps to marketing your school, well, we get to barely into step number 1, and nothing happens. It just cuts off right in the middle, mid-sentence. Now, in episode 81, I pick up with step 5. So left a little bit of probably people hanging out there. I'll give credit to Adam on Twitter, who reached out to me. Adam, thank you for doing this. Adam Antor, I believe, is maybe the way I'm pronouncing. I may be butchering that last name. I apologize. But Adam, thank you for bringing that to my attention. I never want content to be out there that's not complete. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. So this is a revised version, or what do you call it, a new version that actually hopefully will play the whole way through. So I don't want to spend a lot of time going through. We'll just take up the most majority of our time on these first 4 steps. Again, go into episode 81. You should be able to find that pretty easily. And you'll pick up where we leave off here. So that one, I believe, plays all the way through. So I'm not going to re-record that one. But I will cover the first 4 steps of marketing your school. So let me get into step number 1. And we have about 10 minutes or so. So that'll give us some time to go through these 4 steps. The first thing I think you have to do is understand what marketing is. Said earlier in the episode, the previous episode that eventually cut off, that I do speak to a lot of different associations and groups, and I will often kind of ask around, what is marketing? I used to do this early on when I first started speaking. I would ask people what marketing is, and I would be in a room full of 10 people or 100 people, and I would get 1,000 different definitions of what marketing is. There's so many different perceptions and understandings of marketing, particularly in a school setting, private school setting. Most of the people, there are some of you who are trained and your experience is in marketing or PR or something related to business. Most people, and some of you may be in this category, most of you come from the education sector. Some of you may come from an administrative background. If you're in a Christian school, there may be some of you come from the pastoral ministry background. Very small percentage of people working in schools and Christian schools who have a marketing background. So it's very important. I found out early on that, hey, we need to get on the same page. So as I mentioned in the previous episode 80 that did cut off, I am a certified duct tape marketing consultant. Now, that doesn't mean a lot to many of you, but if you were a small business in this world and you said, hey, I'm a small business and I want somebody to help me market my business, so I'm going to Google small business marketing ideas, somewhere on the first page, you're very likely going to come across a brand called duct tape marketing. So DCT tape marketing. So just like the little roll of gray tape is, duct tape marketing. Now, I'm not going to go into the detail of the history of why that name was chosen. Basically, it has to do with the branding, which we're going to talk about at the end of this episode. But it's a specific brand of marketing consulting that was started by a man named John Jantz. And John launched this company basically because he and his principles that he was implementing with the businesses he was consulting with were successful enough to where people, he couldn't get to all the businesses that were asking for his help. So he figured out that he could brand a consulting network. And so over the years, I was one of the first people to get into the network. There are dozens and dozens of these consultants around the world, really, who we consult with businesses and organizations using these same principles of duct tape marketing. Over the years, after first starting in business, I discovered pretty quickly one of the niche markets that I could service well would be the Christian school market or the private school market. And so that's where I've kind of been in for almost a decade. And so we've been doing that. So the definition of marketing that John Jantz uses in duct tape marketing, I've simply adapted a little bit to schools, and with his permission, by the way. He and I have talked about this niche market. It's a little bit different. He's actually been on one of our podcast episodes a while back. If you ever want to hear John Jantz, just Google or search in our podcast library over on Pinterest is the best way to do that. Find John Jantz. He talks about duct tape selling is what he was talking about in that episode. So when it comes to defining marketing for schools, we're going to look at it this way. So you can put in your own school, okay? So I'm going to make up a school called Covenant Christian School. So if that's your name of your school, I'm just making that up, so it may match your school's name. But it may be, you may obviously put in your school's name. The definition of marketing goes like this: getting ideal families to know, like, and trust you in order to build loyal ambassadors for Covenant Christian School. And again, substitute your school name in there. Getting ideal families to know, like, and trust you in order to build loyal ambassadors for your school. That's what marketing is about. So while you might think about all the tactical approaches to marketing, advertising, PR, is it lead generation? Is it admissions? Is it something we need? What about postcards? And what about gorillas on the top of our school building? You know, what about T-shirts, and what about postcards, and what about magazines, and all? That's all tactical approaches. I want to talk about just the at its root, what is marketing for your school, and that is something I want you to see. That's, you can break that out into ideal families first. Those are your people who match your values. Those are the people who are a good fit for you. They're kind of on mission families. You hear that term a lot. Mission appropriate families, even a better way to put it. Certainly people who can most likely afford your school. You may offer some scholarships or financial aid or some sort of variable tuition or something, but usually the families that can have some means to afford your school, they're going to be in that ideal. Whatever that combination of characteristics, you'll need to identify who these people are. And even get, I think, specifically, getting it down to narrow into to the specific types of what I call personas or groups of people, narrow categories of people, according to where you're gaps are in your enrollment. So if you're low in the kindergarten area, then you need to be targeting those ideal families who are kindergarten age or pre-K age. But if you're also looking at your middle school and high school, thinking it's a little low there, then you're talking about middle school moms and dads, which is a different market than a pre-K. I mean, sometimes 10 years difference, you know. So getting that ideal client, ideal family particularly, narrowed down. Now, inside of that, you'll need to know that an ideal family has what I call needs, problems, pains, frustrations, and fears. Needs, problems, pains, frustrations, and fears. Needs, problems, pains, frustrations, and fears. I'll say it over and over again. If you can understand that marketing your school is not about you, it's about them. It's about those ideal moms and ideal dads who have those needs, problems, pains, frustrations, and fears. When you're thinking about marketing your school, think about how can you showcase evidence, showcase stories that resonate with, that show that your school can be a solution to that need, problem, pain, frustration, or fear. Or that can, it can satisfy that need. It can address a problem that there. It can alleviate a fear. When you're talking about marketing your school, you got to think about who your audience is, not about just who you are. So it's not about you, it's about them. All right, so getting your ideal families to know, like, and trust you, and that has to do with getting them to just build relationship. One of the ways I like to say it as well, if like, know, like, and trust is a little bit strange to you, you don't know what that means, think about awareness, affinity, and agreement. That simply a relationship. You were dating your spouse. You probably had an awareness level, just saw each other across the room and said, I'm interested in him, I'm interested in her. Then you build affinity with one another by having dates and having things that you do together. But then you come to an agreement, a trust level where there is a commitment made, and that's where you want to spend a lot of your, that's when you really want to seal the deal with a commitment, and that's enrollment. And so getting families who have those needs, problems, pains, frustrations, and fears to know, like, and trust you, that's just getting them to enrollment. And then we got to build loyal ambassadors for your school, and that's loyalty is retention. Ambassadors are referrals and word of mouth marketing. So think about it in the stages of getting the ideal family to know, like, and trust you to the point where they enroll. That's what we're going to generally call recruiting. Then you think about retention or repeating families. And then you think about referrals and word of mouth. I call them the three R's of school marketing: recruiting, retention, and referrals. So that is the that all I've said right there makes up the first three steps: defining what marketing is, identifying your ideal family, and then understanding the three R's of school marketing. Now, I'll also slip in there real quickly about the three R's. One of the things that three R's makes up what I call your marketing system. Once you have systems in place, and we could go do in greater detail about what those systems might be, more detail into the systems, but basically you need to have a recruiting system. You need to understand, how do I get leads in? How do I get new people even becoming aware of us? What do I do to respond, lead nurturing, lead generation, lead response, lead nurture, and lead conversion? Those four things make up that whole recruiting process. So you really need to know what your system is. But you also need to know, what is your system about retention? Not just a happen, oh, it's goodness, it's January, so we need to think about re-enrollment, so we start developing things at the last minute. We also have a course on this. It's one of our premier courses that you can search on our website about retention. I'll put a plug in for that. A lot of good ideas there. But also you want to be talking about word of mouth and referral marketing. So those three areas make up the system. After you have your system in place, you have strategies, again, identifying based on your enrollment gaps. And then tactics really come out of the strategy. So that's kind of the first three parts: identifying what marketing is, identifying your ideal families, and then understanding that system of marketing, those three R's: recruiting, retention, and referrals. The fourth thing that I'll mention is branding. And I mentioned that earlier on about the duct tape marketing. But real quickly, just on branding, at the end here, we'll just wrap up by saying branding has to do with two things: visuals, logos, mascots. The key is consistency. I know it's easy to have these rogue groups, you know, cheerleaders have this, and band will have their logo and then font, and then somebody will come up with their own. I've seen schools have various mascots. Consistency is key. Consistency is much better than chaos when it comes to a prospective mom or dad. You want to have consistency. The other part about branding is your messaging. What are you saying to them? Is it consistent? Again, consistency breeds confidence. So is your messaging consistent? Is it concise? Does it inspire someone? And so you want to be thinking about branding as well. So the first four steps, all about defining what marketing is, doing this as a team exercise, identifying those ideal families, looking at the system of the three R's of school marketing, and then talking about your branding. Making sure there's consistency both in the way you look and the way you talk about your school. So hopefully this satisfies our need to have a replacement of episode 80. Now go get into episode 81 and get the next steps of marketing your school.